This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control by dialing in toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, join us online at freetalklive.com. Create the content there on the front page of the website. Everything you see has been placed there by listeners like you. You just submit whatever you want to the site. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post, YouTube video, something fun, whatever you like, and whatever you think we'll appreciate. Then you can submit it there, and other listeners can vote it up or vote it down. And then we'll know what you think is interesting. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Coming up, it is election night. And, of course, as always, some people are saying, it's the most important election of our lifetime, which, of course, that's what they always say. We can get into a little bit more about that, specifically an excellent article over at lewrockwell.com about rulers seeking to rule, sociopathic politicians. We'll get into that a little bit. Plus, your calls and thoughts. Johnny Ray's here with the Game of the Week. For this week, that's on the way tonight. You can also bring up anything you want, like AC will do in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Yeah, before I get to my topic, I just want to let listeners know, make sure you type in, when you're typing the when you're dialing the number, to dial 1-8-1-8-5-5, not 1-800, because apparently that leads to a sex line.
Yeah, that's we've been told that before, that apparently 1-800-855-453. Free. Yes. One. No, it's 800-450-free does lead to some kind of...
Have you tried it yet, Mark?
No, I had never considered it.
So, AC, thanks for the heads up on that. What else did you want to share?
Well, over the last couple months, you guys have been talking about the ISIS guys beheading people. And, of course, and there's been a lot of interesting discussion about it. And, of course, our mutual friend, James, the Christian Pharisee, has been called in a few times and complained about, I can't think of any Christians that have beheaded people. And I actually found a story that just recently happened. I posted up on your guys' Facebook page if you want to look at it, of a Christian who beheaded a college student. He was a college student. This Christian was a college student who beheaded one of his fellow college students for practicing witchcraft.
Yikes. And this is a relatively new story. I actually saw that. I don't know if I saw it on the Facebook page. I think I did, actually. So thanks for posting it up there. Of course, another thing you can do is always post it right to the front page of freetalklive.com. What are your thoughts on this? The story I see here says it was a near beheading. And I don't know how much of one's neck still needs to be attached in order for it to be considered a beheading.
Yuck.
I guess it could still be a near beheading if there was a small amount of skin still attached. But your thoughts, AC?
Well, I just thought, I mean, it's a very disturbing story, and obviously, and the thing of it is I wanted to bring up, it's not like it's not like the Bible doesn't endorse that, because it does.
What do you think this means, though? So there's a crazy guy who claims to be a Christian that's cut somebody's head off. What does that mean to you?
I mean, there's a lot of nutty people out there who obviously follow their religion way too seriously.
Well, I think it's relevant to point this out because there has been an instance within the last few months of someone claiming to be a Muslim cutting a coworker's head off. I believe that was the Oklahoma story from a few weeks back, and it was around that time where we found another story about someone being beheaded. But this is an even more recent one of someone who was supposedly a Christian who beheaded someone or nearly beheaded someone. And just, I think you're right, AC. It does show that crazy is a stripe that rolls through lots of different religions. Some people in any given religion may be crazy enough to kill another human being and or do so in a very, very graphic, disgusting manner. Not that killing someone at all is not disgusting, but certainly a beheading is an unusual method.
With ISIS, it's a systematic, beheading, and as I understand it, they're actually forcing school kids to watch beheadings for some reason.
Wow, I haven't heard that one yet.
But to me, it's
That sounds like an unconfirmed rumor. Have you?
I heard it on the news. What do you want from me? I mean, you know, but is it true? I don't know. As true as anything else you hear on the news.
I read that somewhere, but I can't remember where.
Here's one thing I'm certain of: is the United States is dropping bombs out of remote control airplanes, and no one cares about that. That somehow it's easier to vilify a group because they're systematically cutting people's heads off. But if they're systematically blowing people up with remote control airplanes, you don't say anything about it. Dead is dead, and it doesn't really matter how you did it.
AC, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate the heads up on the story.
Also, I would say that this Christian man who nearly beheaded somebody, AC said that people take their religion way too seriously. I think that it wasn't reverence for God or an attaining after the mysterious that is what made this Christian person kill his fellow man. I think there was some kind of evil inside him to begin with, and then his religion had little to do with it. And I think the same can be said for ISIS.
I don't know, Johnny Ray. Let me give you the story here before you continue speculating. Have you read the story about the heavy beheading? Here's the story from KFOR.com, News Channel 4. Stillwater, Oklahoma, 21-year-old Stillwater man has been charged with first-degree murder in connection to the death of an area college student who, according to police, was nearly decapitated. Isaiah Soar Martin, age 21, is accused of using a long knife or sword to kill 19-year-old Jacob Andrew Crockett in an apartment in the 400 block of wherever. Police say the two men were acquaintances, and Crockett was attending a class at Northern Oklahoma College, but was planning to transfer to OSU. On Wednesday afternoon, officers said they received a 911 call from Marin saying he had just killed someone. According to an arrest affidavit, Marin told police, I murdered someone. And according to the affidavit, he began, quote, rambling about sacrificing and magic, unquote. Officers found him walking along State Highway 51 in western Stillwater, covered in blood and carrying a knife. Court records show that after police approached Marin, he said, quote, I hacked them to death with a machete, unquote. Captain Randy Dickerson said that Marin then confessed to killing Crockett using that weapon. He says they followed information given to them by him, which led them to the apartment where the victim was found. At this point, the motive for the murder is unclear. However, Marin admitted to fantasizing about killing four or five people. As of now, the officer in the case says the case is not related to recent beheadings by Islamic extremists, and so the case has no religious implications. At a news conference on Thursday, they confirmed that Crockett is the son of an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper, Crockett being the victim in this case. However, police say there is no connection linking the family's situation for the motive for murder. Crockett's brother told police Marin is a heavy drug user and religious zealot. So this is the alleged murderer here, the admitted murderer, a supposed religious zealot. Marin's brother told police that he and Isaiah were playing a card game and the victim was in the room with them. The report says Samuel stated that Isaiah had been watching YouTube videos related to his Christian beliefs. And again, Isaiah is the alleged murderer here. During the card game, the affidavit claims he picked up a large black sword and began swinging it. Stated that he heard a noise described as the sound of someone getting stabbed. He looked up and saw Jacob stand up and blood gushing from his chest.
Ugh.
Samuel told police Isaiah was still holding the knife. At that point, he ran from the apartment. Isaiah followed him, trying to calm him down, and would explain why he killed Jacob from letters that he will be writing while he is in prison. Samuel told police Crockett and Isaiah had disagreements in the past. He said that he and his brother, Jacob Crockett and his brother Jesse were, quote, practicing witchcraft, and Isaiah had strong Christian beliefs. So we don't yet have a statement from the murderer here as to why the crime was committed, but there apparently is some evidence that as a devout Christian, he was upset by the witchcraft.
No, as a nut, he was upset because he was, you know, the world was messed up. So this guy could have been nutty if his religion had been Buddhist or whether it had been Hindu or whether it had been Muslim or whether it had been Christian.
That's certainly true, but it could be argued that a Buddhist would be less likely to engage in this sort of behavior.
You don't know anything about Buddhists other than what you've read. The fact is that Buddhists are running down the streets of is it Indonesia right now, killing people.
Is that right?
So, yeah, put all that crap that you've heard about Buddhists aside. What you've read about Buddhists is entirely different than what Buddhists do, in the same way that what you read about Muslims is different than Muslims and what you read about Christians is different than Christians. Everybody's got their own relationship with God, and nutty people have a nutty relationship with whatever they think is God.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I guess I just don't hear Buddhists trashing on other religions very often.
You don't live where Buddhists live.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here, or some coming up here, about the election, specifically the sociopathic nut jobs that you may have voted for today. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Your calls and comments.
No, not the ones I voted for.
Are welcome. Also, you may Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. We continue with your calls, but first want to tell you how to get a pound of some of the best coffee out there for free right to your door.
Coffee.freetalklive.com. That's as easy as that. You go there, you sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time. There's no requirements other than you sign up for the subscription. You get your free pound of coffee, take it and go. It's delicious, 100% organic, top 1% greater Arabica beans, shade grown. Now, obviously, our expectation is that some people will love this coffee just like you. It's probably among the best coffee you'll taste in your lifetime. But what you really need to know about BuzzBox Coffee is that they give us the opportunity by sending us back some of the proceeds that we're able to support people through Kiva.org around the world with microloans. Microloans that give people a hand up out of poverty, not a hand out. You know, the whole teach a man to fish thing, we're giving them fishing poles. And we've helped, I don't know, just a great deal of people at this point. And we'd love to keep on helping them. And we can when people like you go and sign up for the subscription. Keep getting your coffee. It makes it easy. You get your coffee delivered right to your door. You never have to think about it again. It's a lot better than the coffee you buy at the grocery store. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. Glenn is on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I was thinking about this whole humans killing humans thing. I always like to point out that during the 20th century, more humans were killed by card-carrying atheists in the form of Stalinists and Maoists and that sort of thing, and by any religious group, you know, than any religion could have ever hoped to do. So, you know, so let's not forget.
But that's just this century, right? Like, if you line up the religions over the last 20 centuries, atheists win 1 out of 20.
Well, yes, but they made up for a lot of lost time, because probably if you combined all those people, there weren't that many people on the Earth in ancient times. The world didn't have 1 billion people on it until 1800.
That might be true, but as a percentage of the population, it's my understanding that 20th century was the least violent century in the course of man, is what is conjectured by historians.
I'd have to see some statistical analysis there. It's kind of hard to believe when you know that people are dying by the tens of the millions at the hands of political ideologues.
There were tens of millions.
Yeah.
There just weren't tens of millions before.
Yeah, but anyway, now in terms of Christianity, here's another problem I have. Certainly crazy people who could cop to being a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or something, people can go nuts. I discount nut cases. So they're obviously nut cases. But certainly the Christian scriptures, the New Testament, doesn't advocate violence. And the one incident you see in the Gospels where Peter lopped off the ear of a slave, Jesus picks up the guy's ear and puts it back on. So we see, you know, not only does Jesus not sanction the violence, he repairs the damage one of his followers did. So you can't, it's not in the scriptures. Now, certainly Christian organizations claiming to be Christian have perpetrated, you know, killing, and that's certainly wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But people
up until
hide
about
all kinds of ideologies.
Yeah, up until about the 10th century, the church was against war entirely. When you look at the first saint, Saint Martin of Tours, he was a Roman soldier who stopped being a soldier in order to be a Christian. This is how Christianity viewed violence up until that point. The merging of Christianity with essentially the Germanic tribes and that sort of thing. Once the Germanic tribes merged in, they had these more violent religions where, you know, hey, the really good guys good at killing get to go to Valhalla. And these it kind of merged into Christianity and turned it into what it is today.
That merging is called syncretism. S-Y-N-C-R-E-T-I-S-M. Yep. Yeah, it's an ancient, you know, this is what was always fought in the Old Testament with the prophets, where people start, you know, allowing doctrinal adultery, you know, adulteration of the doctrine and embracing other religions. That's why God's always saying, come out of Babylon, don't do what they do, blah, 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 you know. So, yeah, she always had this mixing and mingling that pollutes things. So that's a mess. So, however, I can tell you for sure that so you're not going to find the violence in the New Testament, but if you read the 8th and 9th stories of the Quran, oh, you'll certainly find it there, you know.
What are you referring to?
I've read the entire Quran, too, so to what specifically?
In the 9th story, you certainly see the forbidding of Muslims to be conciliatory. Any Muslim who is not consenting and enthusiastically participating in jihad is to be considered an infidel and killed. That's an.
Well, define what you mean by define what you mean by jihad.
Islam is basically a pirate religion without a ship. I mean, Muhammad.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means Muhammad was basically a dastardly pirate who attacked civilian populations. Never once fought a military battle.
I'm not sure if there's any accuracy to that statement.
Muhammad, find me a military, find me. One historical instance where Muhammad, he was on the defensive and fought a military battle.
There's plenty of examples in the history that I've seen. Thanks for the call, Glenn. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I just don't understand, that ridiculous interpretation of the Muslim religion. Because my understanding is that
on the defense the whole time. That's what we've been told by Muslims that call in the show.
Right. Muhammad and his followers were doing something that was pretty new back then. They existed in a time where there were a lot of sort of idolatrous religions, and they had broken away from that. They gave women more rights than they'd ever had previously, respected more rights than they'd had previously. And they were attacked by various different groups, from my understanding. And there was a time when they were under attack that Muhammad, instructed his followers to not retaliate against the attackers once the attackers were to cease their attack. If the attackers were attacking, the Muslims were allowed to defend themselves. But if the attackers left, then they weren't supposed to pursue them. And so it seemed to me like it was a very defensive-oriented religion rather than an oppressive, aggressive one.
We had Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty on for an entire Saturday show, and he fielded questions just like this over the course of 3 hours. And it seemed to me – now, look, I'm not a Muslim. I have no intention of ever being a Muslim. But it seemed – what I'm getting is a bunch of Christians who probably don't know that much about Islam have read a little bit about somebody who hates Islam and then internalize that because it fits with their worldview.
I mean,
I just want to hear about what people who don't believe in any religion think about Islam that have been studied, not people, my team's better than your team, because that's just boring to me.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest jihad is the one that you have inside yourself. I mean, that's very clear teaching by the Muslim religion, and I don't think that people really even understand what jihad means. That's why I asked the caller there, Glenn, what do you mean by jihad? Oh, if you don't join the jihad, then you're a bad Muslim. Well, yeah, you're supposed to have a jihad going on inside yourself, and obviously you're welcome to defend yourself from physical attack in reality. But jihad is more, to me, about a personal journey, a spiritual journey. 855-453. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Last night, we talked about being an asexual. There was an article the Huffington Post had written by a lady who, I don't know, maybe she's in her 30s. I'm judging by the picture on one of the articles. And she's talking about what life is like for her as an asexual. And the way she described it was a really frustrating one, that she sees sex everywhere and it really bothers her. On the show, we really couldn't understand why it was such a big deal. Because, you know, I don't really much care for, you know, sports, but I don't let it get to me that a bunch of people enjoy sports. That's their preference. It's something they're into. It doesn't bother me. So I had some questions about being an asexual, which obviously couldn't be answered by an article. So we gave the invitation. Hey, if you're an asexual, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we're going to do that because I believe we have one on the line. But I also want to tell you about how to protect your privacy online via ProXPN. You've got to take steps to protect your privacy. You can't just expect that other companies are going to respect it. You've got to find the right companies to work with that can help you protect yourself, and ProXPN is one of those folks that can do that. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and get a sweet discount. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But what they do is they encrypt your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer be able to save your surfing history, save all the searches that you put into Google or whatever search engine that you use. Maybe your current ISP is saving that information and keeping it for up to 5 years. Now, ProXPN isn't an internet service provider. You can use ProXPN on any internet connection on just about any device. You can download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Plus, if you're a Linux user, setup's a little bit different, but you can get it working for Linux as well, and it's actually pretty easy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent with ProXPN, plus get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN also doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use our discount codes, which are FTL50. That gets you 50% off for the lifetime of your account. That's on the annual account price. Or use code FTLBTC, and you'll save 62% on that annual account, and you'll have to pay with Bitcoin in that case. So you can save big with code FTL50 or FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to Julia calling from California in the high desert. You're on via Skype. Hello, Julia.
Hi.
Hey, so you are apparently an asexual.
Yep.
How long have you been an asexual? Is this something you were born with?
Yeah.
And so when did you realize, Julia, that that this was something that set you apart from other people?
I always kind of knew I was different because I never had crushes on people.
So it's really... go ahead.
And I kind of just Googled it and, like, Googled not attracted to either gender, found asexuality.org. And I read the frequently asked questions and forums, and I realized I was asexual.
So when you say you're not attracted, the article that we were reading last night, the author there had a different piece where she does claim to be attracted to other people, but she's just not interested in sex. So it's interesting kind of the range of, I mean, even within asexuality, which is apparently about 1% of the, at least the U.S. population, at least within just that 1%, there's also appears to be a range. Some people are attracted to members of the opposite sex, some the same sex, others not attracted at all in any way, shape, or form. So you, when you're walking around in public, you know, like if I'm walking in a public place, I can find people as I walk by that I find that they're attractive. That doesn't happen for you.
No, I do get aesthetic attraction, which is attraction to someone's appearance without it being romantic or sexual.
Okay, well,
interesting.
That's what I would consider to be an attraction. Like, you know, oh, that's, yep, that person's pretty.
For me, that's linked. For you, that's not linked?
No.
So that would be kind of like me seeing a good-looking guy in a good suit or whatever.
That's how I was going to put it.
Yeah, that's a good-looking guy, but, you know, that's
He's handsome.
That's it for me.
Mm-hmm. You can acknowledge it. So you can acknowledge, then, Julia, that some people are physically attractive in that you can appreciate their appearance.
Yes.
But obviously there's no desire for sexual activity or a romantic relationship.
So would you call this a blessing or a curse?
I like it.
What do you like about it?
Just less to worry about.
Meaning, like, you don't have to deal with the ups and downs, lots of downs in some cases, of romantic relationships. It's less of a burden on your own personal life.
Yeah.
So, do you live at home, or do you have, like, a roommate situation, or do you live on your own?
I live at home.
Okay.
With parents. How old are you?
I got to say, if I didn't have any sexual attraction to people, I probably would live there till now.
How old are you, if I might ask?
18.
Okay.
Oh,
so
well, yeah. No place for you to go.
It's an expected thing at that age. Now, another question I had was, what about snuggling? I mean, as somebody, I appreciate intimacy of all sorts, and so I enjoy a good snuggle. Is that true for an asexual?
They're all different. Some asexuals may like snuggling. Some won't.
Did you say some asexuals may like it? What about you? What's your personal view on that? Do you desire contact with other humans, just not sexual contact?
No, I don't really want contact with people.
Okay. So becoming like a professional snuggler for you would not be an option. That would be a very uncomfortable. So contact is contact with other humans something you're not interested in, or something that's like physically repulsive to you?
No, it's not repulsive. I just don't really like it.
Julia, would you say that your family life, your family structure was normal and traditional? Did you have a two-parent household? Would you describe both of your parents as having love for you and happiness as some of their most important things?
Yeah, my parents divorced when I was 7, but I had a normal childhood. I got hugged and loved.
Okay, that's good to know.
No molestation or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
Were you?
I bet you get asked that question a lot.
Do you
share that info? Yeah.
Do you find, Julia, that you are bothered, like that author of the article? The article we read seemed really jaded. This person was upset that they had to walk through, they see it on TV. They see sex plot lines on sitcoms or about people having sex with other people, that they would walk through the grocery store line and they'd see a Cosmo magazine and sex is there on the cover. The person who wrote that article seemed to be really jaded and cynical. Does that apply to you? Does it bother you to see sex being so popular in culture?
No, it doesn't. Like, I watch HBO shows and all. Make sex jokes. It just doesn't bother me.
Have you ever tried to have to go out on dates just to see if you could find somebody that had a meaningful connection?
No.
Interesting. So do you think that you'll...
Do you have people that are trying to take you out on dates, and how do you respond to that?
I have before, and I just turn them down.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, they're not... you must have male friends, and at some point or another, they're going to, generally, what happens is they're going to try to ask you out and maybe be persistent. Do you have nobody has been tried to be particularly persistent?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you find that
you must be good at turning them down?
Do you find that as an asexual who you did say that you could appreciate physical attractiveness? Do you find yourself attracted more to males or females?
I think males are more aesthetically attractive than females, but.
Well, I'm about out of questions. Any other guys for Julia while we have her here?
It's fascinating.
Yeah, I got to say, I appreciate you taking the time to call in tonight, Julia. Were you able to connect physically with any other asexuals in your area through your internet goings-on?
No, there's an asexuality subreddit on Reddit that I'm on.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your time tonight, and I wish you the best. Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live, and thanks for the call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you're an asexual with kind of a different view on things. You're certainly welcome to share your experiences in life, and you can also take control and bring up anything you want. Coming up, sociopaths. They're running for office today. We'll talk more about them here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign. Redesign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free. Psychopathic, sociopath types. They're running for political office in the most important election of our lifetime. I'm kidding. I don't really.
All the elections in our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't really believe that for a moment. But that's what people always say, is though this one is going to be the one for the records. This is going to change everything. Which, of course, never actually transpires. We'll get into more of that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. And if you have been thinking about promoting your business or product and service, Free Talk Live is having a sale.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have you on board. Certainly, I can talk to you about rates. I'd prefer not to just rattle them off here on the air because it's kind of confusing. You know, one ad and what it costs really isn't the issue. You have to sort of have frequency when it comes to radio, so I'd rather talk to people about budgets. But, yeah, love to talk to you about how Free Talk Live can help you with your business. We're on 160 radio stations across the country. How many, Ian?
Over 160.
165, yeah. Or something like that.
Not quite.
And we also were rated the best political podcast 5 times by podcastawards.com. I think that we're still the only podcast to ever win that award 5 times. I could be wrong. I haven't checked this year. Haven't really ranked and tallied those things.
But we're also heard on satellite radio across the globe in various different
and
places.
And iHeartRadio on the internet and lots of streams.
Online and podcast. And, you know, we got a lot of different venues for you.
I guess that we'd probably have a distribution of somewhere around 500,000 a week.
To get your message out, whatever that message happens to be. Folks can reach out with interest by email.
Yeah, mark@freetalklive.com would be great. Don't worry about what the last letter of my name is. I've got them both. mark@freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll talk about these psycho politicians here in a moment. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live from North Carolina. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, unfortunately, Hillary Clinton's on my mind.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, I've been limp all day.
Okay.
Has she, Has she physically announced that she's going to be running in 2016?
No clue.
I don't think anybody has.
I pay almost zero attention to those sorts of matters. Why do you ask?
I'm just curious because, you know, a lot of talk going on about how she's possibly going to run in 2016. I just wanted to get you guys' take on what do you think the possibility of her having a chance at winning would be, considering...
Again, I have no input whatsoever on those matters. They're all just a bunch of scumbags to me. So
I'll give you a wild conjecture if you want. The presidency has bebopped back and forth between Republicans and Democrats over the course of years. What we've basically had with the Bush administration, the first Bush administration being not quite fitting this, is that it's gone Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, with each of them getting two terms. Reagan was obviously very successful, and he was able to foist that off on Bush, but he only made it one term. So, most of the last 20 years, it's been two terms, one, two terms, the other. So I would look at the Republican that won the primary as the next president would be a guess.
Hey, aren't people looking at Mitt Romney to be the next
what about old Jeb Bush?
The next winner?
What, why not be Bush versus Clinton again? I've heard that rumor for a couple years now.
Oh, I would love it. We could all go back to 1992 when times were sweet.
The powers that be will select another Bush and another Clinton to be the battle in 2016.
No, if Romney won the election, he would have eliminated the debt and he would have kicked some butt.
What debt are you talking about? Which debt are you talking about?
He would have done it all in 4 years.
What kind of world do you live in, man?
Romney's a commie just like all the rest of the
Romney
presidents
are. Implemented Romney Care in Massachusetts, so he would have totally been for universal health care. But what makes you think he would have eliminated the debt? What kind of magical wizardry would he have been able to pull out? How would he have done that one?
Hey, well, the Republican said he would have done it.
Thanks, awesome. Dennis, for the call, man. I appreciate it. And hey,
Dennis wins the, wins the radio.
All right. Yep, there you go. 855-453. Rulers seek to rule, writes Jeff Thomas over at lewrockwell.com. Well, that seems a bit obvious, doesn't it, he asks. And yet, time after time, we elect new leaders, imagining that this new group will be better. They'll represent us as they promised. Unfortunately, the democratic system doesn't really work very well at all. The idea is supposed to be that if the old leaders overstep their bounds, new candidates may come forth who promise a reversal of the autocracy of the previous group, and we elect them. They will then proceed to implement that reversal.
American democracy and communism and all forms of the state, all you have to do is have a good story. You got to have the best story, the story that will resonate with the most people. You don't have to have results, just have to have a good story, and they'll elect you year after year.
What and story sounds too much like a lie. What they call it now is a narrative.
Right.
They use the term narrative to describe the bull crap that they foist on us.
Of course, we all know that it's this last bit that consistently fails to happen. The new group does not fulfill its promises to the electorate. In fact, it's almost it almost invariably seeks to increase its power over them. And as each group assumes greater power than the previous one, the country slowly declines until ultimately it reaches a state of tyranny. But what is at the heart of this process? Why on earth does it never seem to happen that the new leaders actually diminish their power and become true representatives of those who elected them? Surely we must get a few good leaders once in a while. To answer this question, let's have another look at the title at the top of the page, which is Rulers Seek to Rule. Ruling is not a side issue. It's not a byproduct. It's their very purpose. That's the reason they ran for elected office. But then, why do better, less obsessed people not run? Well, occasionally they do, mostly at the lower levels of public office, where they soon find that politics is a nasty business, and that their fellow office holders detest them for their integrity.
Well, also, you have to love it, right? Like, you have to love ruling over other people, because, like, think about it for a second. Who's going to be the better architect? The architect who's trying to be an architect because he's trying to help people, or, you know, mommy said he should be an architect or whatever, or the architect that truly loves architecture, building buildings, exciting new buildings that serve people well. Like, that guy is going, or gal, whatever, is going to be the best architect because he or she is passionate about their work. Now, the problem with politicians isn't that they're passionate about their work. It's what their work is, which is ruling over people.
To go on here from LouRockwell.com, so they do get elected every now and then, but then they find themselves isolated, much like a New York policeman Frank Serpico, a lamb amongst vipers. In such an environment, it's unlikely that a good guy will last long. There arises the occasional Ron Paul, a beacon in the night, but the Ron Pauls are rare, and even more rarely attain high office. Instead, those who are most likely to pursue public office and most likely to remain there are those that most desire to rule. Seems pretty crystal clear, right?
It does seem clear.
So if we follow this reasoning along, who within a given society does most want to rule? Well, clearly those who are the most obsessive in their desire to control others. Even more so if they possess this desire to a pathological degree. In small jurisdictions, this is less pronounced because there are fewer people to run for office. The larger the country, the greater the likelihood that those who are pathological will not only come forward, but will do whatever it takes to succeed. Their odds of initial and continued success are therefore far greater than those of the good candidates. If the above reasoning's correct, we'd find our legislatures full of pathological people. In a large country...
Well, I mean, think about it for a second. Who's going to do better generally in elections? Those that can tell lies, not just bald-faced lies that they're not going to get away with, but really good lies.
Or
people who tell the truth. I mean, I would have thought maybe at one point in my life, I suppose you could convince somebody if you never saw how the political system works, that truth tellers would do better. Because I think that people who tell the truth do better in just about every other area of life. But when it comes to politicians, what I've seen is that people who tell lies seem to be more successful.
In a large country, all candidates in all parties might well answer this description, resulting in a virtual guarantee that the top spots would be filled by those who are pathological. Estimates hold that approximately 6.2% of any population are likely to be narcissistic. Sociopaths are at 4%. So let's test this out. According to the author here, let's look at a list of character traits of each of these psychopathies and ask ourselves if the descriptions fit any or all of our rulers. So we're going to start off with the list here.
A list of what makes a person a sociopath.
And narcissist.
So. Well, what's the difference between those two? Aren't they kind of close?
No, I think there's a difference. We can get into the details on that here in a moment. You're welcome to share your thoughts as well. And if there's any interesting, probably no results really at this point, but as the night rolls on here, if there are any interesting results, obviously there's been some medical marijuana. For instance, Florida has a ballot provision about that. And, of course, ballot provisions tend to actually be something of more note, I think, than the average political campaign between different politicians. So if you want to share some of your local interesting results, you're welcome to do that if it would be of interest to people outside of, you know, your neighborhood. 855-453. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.